Thanks for downloading the Beyond the Money podcast. If you hear anything on today's show that you need clarity on or to make that first consultation, give the team a call, 727-334-0024, or always online at mycampbellandco.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to the show.
You mentioned it over the past couple of weeks, the importance of having a 401k or a pension as part of your retirement plan. There was a Greenwald survey that shows 90% of Americans are worried that their 401k won't provide a reliable income stream that can withstand inflation. Is a 401k the answer?
Well, a 401k is not going to give you that guaranteed income stream, right? Like a pension would. Pension, what that means is in exchange for time, services, someone, you or your employer, you know, somewhere along the way, somebody is contributing to a pension fund that's going to turn around when you retire, separate from service, and collect that income stream for the rest of your life. If you're married, typically it's for you and a spouse, if you elect that joint payout, or it's just going to be for your lifetime. And, you know, sometimes they have cost of living raises in there. You know, Social Security, that's from money being funded into Social Security while you're working. And then ultimately, your employer's adding a little bit to that too, by the way, along the all those working years. And then you're turning that into an income stream. It's your benefits for the rest of your life. A lot of people don't think of Social Security as an annuity, but that is exactly what that is. The pensions, you know, some of the happiest people that I know that are retired have that multiple stream of guaranteed income. No matter what happens, no matter how much money they spend every month or every year, they're still going to have that next paycheck coming in as long as they're living. And the longer you live, the more valuable those annuities or those income streams become. And with the 401k, I mean, I've said it for a couple years now, I think that it's a failed experiment. When the 401ks came out multiple, long time ago, back several decades ago, you know, it changed. I mean, the companies could no longer afford that as part of the retirement package, the pension. So the 401k is where you put some contribution in. They're going to do a little bit of matching. And yes, maybe there's some more, you know, carved out, you know, over and above that 401k tax code where they're contributing to a retirement plan for you, profit sharing, employee stock program, something like that. But what happens is you get to pick the percentage. Mark, how many people are going to be successful if they're just thinking they put however much they can put in, 3%, 4%, 5% every year, and they're just going to have this large sum of money at the end of the day and have no idea what the income stream is? How many of those people do you think actually go through with all the planning to know what they need to contribute and work backwards?
Not if it just sounds like I clicked a box and hope for the best.
That's right. Yeah. Right? Because most of us, we end up spending what we make. But one of the ways to really lean into that, I love the opportunity to have conversations with my clients' children and grandchildren and really help them, you know, in those 20s and 30s, figure out how to lean into contributing to those 401ks, because it's going to be up to you how much you have and what income stream you have. But even more frustrating for most is, how do I turn that into a paycheck? How do I turn that into an income stream? And that's what we do here at Campbell & Company. We can help you. If you have a pension, we figure out what other things you need to do to get that income stream or that cash flow over the months and the years as you go along through those milestones of life. And if you don't have a pension at all, when do you claim your Social Security benefits? When do you apply for those? What is the best strategy and timeline for that? That Social Security maximization, that's part of what we can do. And now that the interest rates are higher, different calculations, different recommendations for different individuals as you go through that planning process. But planning is the key. Don't put it off. Don't just have wishful thinking for money that you're putting in a 401k, and for sure you want to pick up that free matching money from your employer, but be intentional. No more wishful thinking. It's 2024. We need to be intentional with what we're doing.
She's so fired up. She's throwing stuff across the room, Jackie Campbell.
I threw the pin.
These are some of the strategies that Jackie and the team at Campbell & Company, these are the conversations, these are the strategies they're going to build with you. So give the team a call. Take advantage of it. It's a portfolio comparison where Jackie and the team want to sit down with you and customize a plan. Maybe you need a second set of eyes. You got questions about your 401k versus a pension, or you keep hearing about about the benefits of an annuity. Would an annuity work for you? Which one? 727-334-0024. Again, 727-334-0024. MyKimbellandCo.com to meet the team. You could schedule that consultation online as well. Again, MyKimbellandCo.com. So over the weekend, Jackie, you know, if you're going to go out to dinner with the family, going to take grandbaby Drew, you're going to hit up a restaurant, where are some of your favorite places to go to?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you're talking about with baby Drew?
Yeah.
She doesn't do restaurants so well because she likes to climb everything.
What? She's going to be a gymnast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's two. But yeah, I mean, there's some really great restaurants in our area. I just can't pick one to name.
Well, that's a good problem to have, though. Plenty of options. Are you a Five Guys fan?
Yeah, I do like Five Guys. It's probably one of the better burgers that they have out.
There was a receipt that went viral not too long ago from a Five Guys. And a gentleman, one guy went in there, got a cheeseburger, fries, drink, so taxes and tip. Again, just one bacon cheeseburger, thing of fries, drink. It was over $24 for a
cheeseburger.
That's
why we don't go to restaurants very much anymore with baby Drew.
It's so expensive. Not to put, you know, them on blast. I mean, this is everywhere. These are all just examples of inflation. How does that affect your retirement income? And what can be done about it? Because inflation doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. So how do you build that into a plan that you customize for, you know, the families that you serve?
Well, first of all, inflation is one of those things that kind of gets overlooked when someone is planning how much they're going to need for their retirement income stream. Social Security benefits, for example, they're adjusted annually based on the CPI or the Consumer Price Index. And it certainly helps, you know, to an extent. I mean, we had some really good bumps in the past couple of years, but inflation was equally as high, maybe a little higher than that bump they got on Social Security, you know, 6%, right at 9.10% 1 year. I mean, those are really nice benefits. And even if you haven't started collecting your benefits, guess what? You got the advantage of that extra COLA bump there in your benefits. So make sure that you're planning for inflation in everything you do. This past couple of years was a great example. But even if you look back, I mean, what was your first car, Mark?
It was a 1984 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
I had a Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah.
And
was a tank.
I was a little bit older than yours, but yes, you're right. I mean, it survived everything for sure. But I did have a little Oldsmobile Starfire as my very first car. And yeah, that was seemed like so much money to save up when I was still in high school. But, you know, it was like maybe $2,400 or something really inexpensive. It was used, of course. But, you know, now you can't buy a car it's what we used to pay for houses several decades ago. So if you think about it, it makes sense that, you know, Five Guys, restaurants, you know, gas, everything that you buy is going up in prices. And certainly as you get to, you know, ages, you know, 60, 70, 80, you're going to be paying more for every single thing that you buy. Pensions, some retirees, as we talked about earlier, are very fortunate to have that defined benefit pension plan. And what that means is it's a defined monthly amount that you're going to get for the rest of your life. A lot of them do have a cost of living adjustment. Sometimes it's fixed. I've seen anywhere from 0%, 1%, 2%, 4%. You know, it could be anything varying, and it's based on that employer's pension plan. There's no law requiring anything on that. So make sure and pay attention for that when you're doing your planning for retirement. Even your investments, you know, if you're not earning enough in your assets to keep up with inflation, you know, then you're losing a little bit of buying power every year. And we certainly had seen that when the interest rates at the banks and bonds were super low. You know, inflation was going up 3-4% a year, and they were still earning zero. So things have changed now with the interest rates. But that's why, I still... you know, have these conversations every single week about making sure that all your dollars are in a position to earn and pick up that easy interest, that easy money. So if you haven't had a financial plan in a while, or you've kind of been doing it yourself, or, you know, you kind of, you know, patched things together along the way, now is the time to reevaluate. How much risk are you really taking? Are you getting enough interest on that easier, those easier assets, because I understand liquidity. You know, the older I get, the more cash and liquidity I want, the more, you know, I'm not just going to rely on a piece of plastic in my purse or my wallet. I want that extra, those cash dollars. It becomes a little bit different focus for you. So, but also be intentional. Don't just wish that you're going to earn the best interest rates and the best return on your assets so you can. Let's be intentional about that. Annuities, Mark. You know, there's a lot of controversy on annuities, but annuities for someone who is going into retirement or retired, they can purchase that fixed, guaranteed, sustainable income stream for their lifetime. And if they're married and they make the joint election, it's for two lifetimes. That can be really, really powerful as part of that three-legged stool that we like to build, those three solid streams of income for retirement. So that can certainly add that stability if you don't have a pension, or if you have a smaller pension, or maybe you just want to have that that intentional money stream every year. And then rental income. I mean, mm-hmm. We've seen a big bump and push in rental properties over the past couple of years. Rental income is as high as it's probably ever been as a percentage of return. It's not just how much income are you getting, you know, but as a CPA, as a certified public accountant, it's about having the perfect return, that really targeted return after all your expenses. So you want to make sure that you're optimizing all of your dollars, all of your assets, all of your investments, all of those things that you've worked so hard for to make sure that you're keeping up with inflation across the board. And of course, more is always going to be a little bit better and give you that hedge for if interest rates don't go up or do go down. We don't know what inflation is going to really look like over the next 10, 20, 30 years. So having that as part of your planning, and again, not being wishful and assuming it's going to be low 2 or 3 average percent is kind of the 100 plus year average. But if you look at the past 10 years, you know, you're talking about just a little bit more. So right. Let's be intentional about that and have a plan. And if you have not really taken the time and have a written financial plan, a written retirement plan, turning those income streams into that monthly paycheck, that is one of the most complicated challenges for someone who transitions into retirement, because you're good savers. I mean, gosh, I get the pleasure of meeting with some really good savers. I mean, you know, a couple $100,000 may be great for one client, but you know, a couple million, multiple million, 20 million could be great for someone else, depending on your earning potential and how you have done over the past 30 plus years. But let's make sure that when you reach retirement, when you get to that point that you're ready to start looking at your Social Security benefits, you're 65, you're 67, 68, you know, how do we turn those savings into an income stream that is going to be sustainable, something you can't outlive, and make the very best of everything that you've done so far in your timeline of life? Give us a call, 727-334-0024, or you can go online at mycamelandco.com. And there's a little comment box right there on the first page or homepage. And just put in there like, hey, I really need to look at my overall plan. I want to make sure that I'm making some good, wise decisions to overcome inflation.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors. Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors are not subject to investment advisory requirements. Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors and IPW are not affiliated companies. Tax planning services are offered through the tax firm Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs. IPW does not offer tax planning services. The tax planning services offered by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs are not subject to investment advisory requirements. Tax planning services are an outside business activity not offered through or supervised by IPW. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. MarketGuard is an SEC registered investment advisor located in Inglewood, Colorado. MarketGuard provides model portfolios and investment products to IPW. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors.